What about these chimps who escaped from the Belfast Zoo then? The zoo won't talk to us about it. Danielle was there, though. It was Danielle's partner who videoed it. Morning to you, Danielle.
Good morning.
Good morning. So the footage posted by your partner, what's his name?
Dean McFall.
Dean. It shows that the animals are getting a little branch from a tree. We'll talk about all that, jumping over the wall. And you can hear the sound of frightened children when one of the chimps emerges from behind a bush, just feet away from them.
Okay. Look back.
Stay there, dude.
Were you frightened, Tanya?
I was scared, of course, because I didn't know how it was going to turn out. But as Grace was behind me, I had to just keep myself calm so I didn't make her any worse than what she already was.
You must not have believed what you saw.
No, I really didn't. It was like a dream, to be honest. It was like I couldn't actually believe it was happening. Me and Dean were talking about it and we were saying, like, how did it actually happen? It's crazy how, you know, stuff like that can happen.
And when's the first time you saw these chimps?
Saturday, we were obviously at the zoo with the kids and this is just on our way back down. We happened to see that the chimps were, you know, all coming out of the hut one by one, and then all of a sudden one of the big chimps lifts a plank of wood, like a Y shape, and carries it from the middle of the enclosure over to the wall, sets it up against the wall, and just climbed up it and get up on top of the wall like it was normal.
Which, only for the danger, it's actually quite, you know, and the danger is the most important thing, but it's really fascinating, isn't it, how intelligent they are.
Absolutely. I mean, I can't even believe it. Like Dean was even saying, you know, the next thing they'll be doing is getting up on top of their shoulders and doing it that way if they haven't got anything to help them get up. They're very, very intelligent.
So he basically creates a ladder for himself, right? Sticks it up against the wall, climbs up on top of the wall, jumps down. At this stage, you and your children are in danger.
Yeah, I mean, I suppose, yeah, potentially danger, yeah, but because the chimp is very calm, it didn't look stressed. It wasn't, you know, like making any noises or anything. It was just sort of sitting there. I don't think it actually believed itself that it was out in front of people. But because of this time, it was around nearly 4 o'clock and the zoo was closing. Myself and Dean and the kids were all there. No one else was about at all. You know, it would have been different if it had been maybe lunchtime and the place was packed. It might have felt more scared or stressed. So we're just glad it wasn't.
Can you imagine, though, the what if that chimp had have run over and grabbed your child?
Oh, no. Well, then, mum, you know, my mum would have come in, absolutely, and I would have done what I had to do, regardless of the consequences. Yeah.
But thank goodness this didn't happen, maybe at a more busier time during the day when that place was packed, and that might have distressed the animal when it got out.
Yeah.
And, you know, thank goodness that didn't happen.
It's funny because it was actually another one that I videoed myself climbing down off the wall just to get a branch, to get back up on the wall to eat this branch when it knew it was out. You know, I think it maybe knew that it was getting out, but it wasn't interested. I think the big one, because it was the biggest one that got down, was more kind of like, okay, we're going to gander about here and see what we can find. But as I say, we're just very lucky that, you know, it didn't turn out bad.
The Belfast City Council are basically saying that this chimp used the broken branch from a tree. They say it's a very unusual event. They say zookeepers carry out a whole range of checks as part of their daily duties to make sure that enclosures are free from objects which could pose a security risk to animals or visitors. And they said they're currently assessing whether the tree branch used in the escape fell after morning checks had been completed, and it might have been weakened during high winds. So this is unusual, but I wonder how many people are a little bit worried about going to the zoo now.
No, we've been asked loads of times, Dean and myself.
The red panda, there was a red panda escaped a couple of weeks ago.
Absolutely, I know. I think the chimp just tried to follow in its footsteps. It wouldn't change our mind at all. You know, what happened. If it had turned out differently, you know, I wouldn't maybe go back because I'd be petrified of something happening again, or, you know, I'd be worried about it. But because it didn't turn out bad, we were okay. And the whole thing about the tree, I mean, regardless whether that happened or not, it was in the middle of the enclosure and it still carried it over. For it to know that it could put it against the wall to climb up was absolutely incredible. You know, whether it was in the enclosure or not. And if they did check that morning, it wasn't even windy that day. We decided to go to the zoo for the fact that it was a nice day. So it wouldn't have been weakened that if they'd done checks that morning. I don't see
well,
how...
Well, it could have fallen down at any stage, couldn't it?
I guess. I suppose, but it still decided, you know, it was in the middle of the enclosure and it decided to carry it itself to try and climb up, and it was just incredible watching it.
I would ask a question around, look, if, you know, if this is an incident that now the video footage is going around the world, actually, I've seen it being broadcast everywhere. And I kind of thought to myself, okay, Monday morning, people from the council, people from the zoo, they'll be out there everywhere reassuring people as to the safety of that complex. We can't get anybody on.
No, I'm sure everyone's trying to keep their heads down. But, I mean, I would be happy. I'm not saying anything bad about the zoo. You know, I would say a lot of different things in the zoo needs to change because a lot hasn't really changed over the years. I love the zoo myself. I mean, I would take the kids 6-7 times a year.
Oh, would you?
Whether it's cold or not. Oh, God, I love the zoo when we're on holiday. First thing I do is look for a zoo. I would go myself to the zoo. That's how much I love it. And it would never change my mind. But people obviously don't want to take the blame and don't want to talk about it. But I wouldn't say anything bad about it. You know, I'd still go back. I'm not trying to boycott the zoo.
Did you not think of doing a runner when that thing jumped over the wall? I would have fainted. I'll tell you right now, I would have wet myself or passed out. I'm telling you, I would have.
No, it was more the fact that when it jumped over the wall and then it was in the grass, I said to Dean, we were just walking around the corner.
Yeah.
And I said to Dean, I was like, oh, okay. And in the video, you can hear me going, Dean, like, you know, that big gorilla, or sorry, chimpanzee, is right in front of me.
You're lucky you weren't eating a banana.
Oh, I know, but it was literally as close as we could touch it. And there's another video where my son, Leo, is on the other side, and he's running back, and he's asking, can he pet it? Can
what?
He pet this chimpanzee? Then going, Leo, go away, no. Trying, because obviously, I don't think he realised.
Was your son that close to it?
Yeah, like he was, oh my God, yeah. Like, see, whenever they first come out of the grass under the pavement, it was right in front of our feet. As you can see in the video, we're walking back and it's walking towards us.
Has that second video been released yet?
Of my son?
Yeah.
No, I have just a few that I took myself, obviously.
I'd be interested in seeing that. Can we talk to you and have a look at that? Be interested in see.
Leo?
Yeah, I'd be interested to see how close that chimp got to your son.
Oh, yeah. See, I don't even think Leo knew. I mean, I have the video, yeah, but yeah. I don't think Leo even knew. He was just asking, can he pet it?
Mm-hmm.
It wasn't even that close. It was more close to us at the start whenever it came in front of us, myself, Dean, and my daughter, Grace.
Danielle, thanks for telling us your story this morning. Thank you.